Hey guys, welcome to another Tim Talk, and I'm so thankful for those of you that are listening to the podcast, which we have now for Tim Talks, or seeing the one where I'm actually here, that you give me your time and your trust is truly amazing, and I'm honored, and I promise to always give my best. So I'm thinking about some talks to do today, and I'm sitting here in my gallery and my library, and I'm like just stunned at the beauty of it. And I thought, let's talk a little bit about the importance of beauty. We'll call this one the importance of beauty. Let's talk about the importance of beauty in our lives and how we, if we stop taking it for granted as much as we do, and kind of bring what is beautiful in our lives to the forefront, even for a moment, how that can work as incredible medicine for fortifying your heart, your soul, and your mind to help you get through life. It's a way of communicating with the greater world by appreciating beauty. It's a way of communicating the awe that we have for the world we live in. And that opens up space for so much more awe and wonder and beauty to come into our lives. Of course, in nature, no question, but throughout our lives, everywhere we go and everything we do. And if you think about it, the more that we take notice of beauty in our lives like this, and we see it in everything, wherever we go, and then we start to feel it on a gut level, and it kind of blossoms within us, that only makes our life more amazing. It only makes us more amazing people, more amazing receptors of the world we live in, receivers of the world we live in. And it can only be good. And we need that. I mean, these times are crazy right now. You know, it's been 2.5 years going through COVID and the earth changes and this creep called Donald Trump and all the other stuff that's going on in our lives that's testing us. And seeing beauty is really a good thing. So I'm looking around my gallery here, and I'm looking at a couple things, and I'm thinking like, okay, I'm looking at a photograph over here now, and I'm not going to show it to you. I'm going to explain it. And I remember this moment. And that's another amazing thing to think about, is that we can remember moments that we have in nature and in other parts of life, but I'm talking about nature now. And they can live within us, that moment. And being a nature photographer, I photograph sacred moments in nature all the time. You know, moments when the sun sets, the sun rises, beautiful light after storms, and beautiful places like waterfalls and mountains and rivers and meadows and animals and things. Each photograph is a sacred moment. And I'm looking over at this one here now, and it's Yosemite Valley. And I remember it totally. It was covered in snow. It just had a beautiful dusting of snow. Every tree is white. The cliffs are kind of a bluish from the light from the sky above, the blue sky hitting the snow and then reflecting back up on the white granite cliffs. It's really an amazingly beautiful thing. And then, of course, in the background is a massive 1,000-foot waterfall in the valley. And in the foreground is this beautiful old growth tree covered in snow. And the waterfall's to the right of the tree, and the waterfall's in the back, the trees in the foreground, and the beautiful cliffs are in the background, and the whole valley floor is trees glowing with white. And I remember that moment exactly. And it lives in me. And it makes me a better person just to have that as part of my makeup. And so the more you can go out and gather these moments, like here's another one I'm looking at here, a more detailed one. I'm looking at a beautiful vine maple that was growing along the McLeod River. It's in the fall and it turned bright red. And it had just rained, and the water drops are all covering the leaves. and the dark branches are curling around the leaves. And you got a couple of leaves that are beautifully lit up in the foreground and in perfect sharp vision. And then slowly we go back into the various shades of red and yellow and orange off into the forest. And I'm going to myself, I remember that moment too. And one of the thoughts that comes to my mind is, wow, nature gives me this beauty every day of my life. It is truly the gift that just keeps giving. And all I have to do is go out into nature and open my heart, open my mind, open my eyes, and find the things that call to be and take them in, appreciate them, have a type of gratitude for them. You know, you don't need to get into some big thing about it. It can be very, very, very simple, but it comes into your being. So you don't even have to be a photographer like me to do it. You can just go out and find the things like I do with my camera, right? And of course, there's times I put my camera down and do it without it because I don't even need that in my way. So I look around here and I'm going, oh, and then there's another photograph. And this other photograph I'm looking at right now, I remember this moment. I'm driving along after the end of a winter class over in the lava beds, which is kind of through the east of Mount Shasta behind the mountain here. And the land was covered with snow and ice, and the trees were actually frozen solid. And I'm driving along this road in a caravan of students. We're going back home, and I see up in the tree a color that grabs me. And then as I look at the color, into focus comes this beautiful red-shouldered hawk sitting up in this tree. And I stop the whole caravan, and I get out with my camera, and I slowly walk up to the tree. Anytime you approach a bird like that, you want to have your heart open, have a calmness about you, not an intensity. You don't want to be staring. Just kind of an open feeling of gratitude and of inclusion. And more often than not, the bird will be just fine with you there. So I was doing that, and I approached the tree, and I look up, and the tree is solid white, every branch. And here's this bird sitting up in the branches, framed in by the white branches and the blue sky in the back. And it's a red-shouldered hawk, and it has a little feather coming out of its mouth. And I realized it had just eaten a bird. It had just eaten a bird, and it was cold. And it was digesting, and it had no intention of moving. And so after putting that good feeling out, I was astounded at the beauty of this. It was like nature gave me this gift. I spent literally an hour with that bird, photographing it with my long lens, my wide-angle lens, my close-up lens. And I got some photographs that were just remarkable, the ones on my wall in the gallery here. And it takes me back to that moment. And the whole time I'm doing this, photographing this bird, once in a while I'd look back behind me and there was the class out of their car, spellbound by the beauty, spellbound by it. Whether it was the snow on the branches and the patterns, the red and white of the wings and the feathers of the bird, the beautiful piercing eyes and sharp beak, I mean, you name it. The world was full of beauty. And all the while I'm doing that, geese are flying over with their incredible honking. Ducks are quacking. It's just, it was an amazing, amazing moment that really, there these moments when you become more aware and more interested and more committed to just letting them come into your life, you find they're not even rare. They happen all the time. And often they can happen right in your own home, right outside your front door. It's about being open to them, being willing to receive them when they come. In other words, stop and enjoy them, whatever you're doing. Just kind of loving the moment, appreciating the moment. And literally, it's moments like that we call them medicine moments. That can literally build that awareness up in you and that connection. that makes you a true earthling, a true person, lover of the earth, earthling. And with that, then, with that connection and that deepness, that so many other things grow out of that. So just to kind of bring this to a conclusion, take the time, try to remember to take the time to notice the beauty around you in nature, wherever it is. Don't just rush by it. We human beings, we're busy. The computer age, we're busy. We're constantly busy. We're moving. We're doing things. Our minds are ahead of ourselves. And we forget to slow down a little bit and take in the gift that nature gives us every day that builds the connection that we need to become Earth caretakers and fight for our planet. And our planet needs us now. And part of what our planet needs us to do is to appreciate her. It starts with one, and it goes from there. Hope.